Depend on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM for winter weather coverage. Sponsored by Aqua, an essential utilities company.
We are counting down to another winter storm, this time tomorrow night, at the front end of a weekend that could spare parts of our region while pounding others, especially closer to shore points. The New Jersey Department of Transportation says state highways are ready in brine for the expected nor'easter. KYW's Nita Barati tells us transportation officials are encouraging drivers to give those snow plows some space.
An official with the New Jersey Department of Transportation says they saw an uptick last year, trickling into 2022, of first responders getting injured and killed on the side of the road. Commissioner of the department, Diane Gutierrez-Cachetti, says while state highways are brined and ready for the snow, drivers still need to take it easy if they have to travel.
The speed that was posted is called the limit. That's the fastest you're supposed to go. So you can slow down, and it's all good. We're happy with that.
The closer to the shore, the more snow is anticipated, with flakes expected to start falling late tomorrow afternoon.
Note, by tomorrow night, you're going to want to hunker down at home for a day or so until this storm passes and we're able to get the roads clear.
Down to Atlantic City, where a drastic drop in temperatures is expected Friday night. Fire Chief Scott Evans.
We want you to stay safe, and we need you to dress very warm if you do have to go outside. We're advising you not to go outside.
Atlantic City officials add they'll be doing sweeps to bring homeless people and anyone who may need shelter to the rescue mission.
This nor'easter expected to chug along the East Coast Friday night into Sunday, strengthening as it hits eastern New England, including the Boston area.